Ryan, I spoke to you at the end of the stage and you were delighted to have a podium, and I suppose now yourself and Brendan have had a bit of time to come down the road and think about this third overall, your best ever result in Donegal.
Yeah. I was over the moon with it, so yeah. Great rally and we'll be back.
Yeah. I know you had a big battle with the boys around you, like Sir Kevin and Damien, but the whole objective of rallying is to get to the finish, be it conditions, be it the machinery that you have and the ability of driving, and all went according your way this weekend.
It went well from the start. We probably picked too hard a tyre this morning, we were too brave, but I'd come to you and then just a pity what happened to lads, but just rallying.
Yeah. The Donegal man on beside you, Brendan, is this your best finish in a Donegal rally?
That would be, yeah. The last 3 years has been good. I was ninth 3 years ago, seventh last year, third this year. So yeah. Going the right way, man. Yeah. Might want it next year.
Yeah. So you'll be pleased with this result for sure.
That's brilliant. It's very good. Yeah. Your home rally, like, you know, it's good. Good feeling. It was a hard day, you know.
Yeah. You know. I know me and you've talked before about this man. He's a talented boy behind the wheel.
Unbelievable. Like, yeah. A great future ahead of him. So hopefully, keep stay with him.
Joe, you're here at the finish ramp now, and second overall, I'm sure you're pleased with your performance today.
I would definitely take that result this morning. It was a very, very challenging day, tough conditions, and it was a matter of survival really at the end.
Yeah. What about those stages? Because we had a big 18 kilometer in there. There was a 12 kilometer at the start, and then a short one. It was sort of a real mix of stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, the 12 kilometer stage was probably tougher than the 18k one. It felt like it took longer. It was a real challenge. A lot of hard bumps and compressions, and it was real challenging.
Yeah, I know it was a WRC car that was in front of you there, Joe. But do you feel now with this bit of machinery that you have, and the good result, the championship, and now second here, that maybe you're not too far away from that elusive victory?
Hopefully not. Well, obviously we've won the odd national rally, but it'd be great to try and get a win in the tarmac championship.
Yeah, and one at home.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's the aim eventually.
Yeah. Is there anything else now for the rest of the year?
No, hopefully that's it. Hopefully.
Okay. Well, enjoy this wedding that you're going to tonight as well.
Thank you.
I'll talk to this navigator, Kieran, because this is your home patch down around Fulcarra direction. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's as close to home as I've ever rallied. Yeah. The last time it was down this area, I hadn't even done a rally at that stage in 2009. So it was exciting to get doing a couple of stages close to home.
Yeah. Obviously very happy with the result today, finishing second overall. Is it something that you just looked at and targeted at the start of the day?
Yeah, like the conditions, they were very, very tricky. Went through the first stage, unfortunately, you know, not long into it, Declan was gone, and it put a different shape on the kind of the rest of the day. I suppose in these cars here, we just don't have the same power. So when you can't carry corner speed, it's very hard to race a car with, you know, more power than you. So we were happy. Like, we couldn't really have done much more. It was a matter then of trying to survive, which is nearly more difficult, especially in the conditions we had. So very happy.
And just finally, a lot of rallying this year for you two guys. National events, Irish Tarmac Series as well, finishing third in that series, which was a huge result for you. So it's been a good year, Kieran.
Yeah, it's been a very good year. Like, it's not that long ago we stepped up to four-wheel drive and had a good year in the S2000. And then, like, the pace in the Irish Tarmac with the Moffats and Alistair Fisher and Johnny Greer and all those lads, it really helps you come on and kind of raise your game. And, like, we're very, very happy to finish third in the championship against such, you know, strong competition.
Father, I spoke to you at the end of the stage. You were delighted to take a first one in Donegal. You and Damien have had a chat, I'm sure, coming down the road. What's the feeling like now, about 30 minutes or so after realising that you've got yourself on that notch of Donegal winners?
Yes, to win a rally is great, but I suppose to win Donegal is particularly special. As I said to you before, we've done this rally a few times actually and had no luck at all, and mechanical and different things. So to come here and win for the first time is massive. Yeah, yeah. We had a good feeling.
Yeah, because it is a hard thing to do is to win a rally in Donegal, no matter being in June or being in October.
Yes, and today the stages were particularly challenging. You know, they were very slippy in places. Like, it's unfortunate that Declan went out, because, you know, we maybe had a bit more of a race there, but I'd say this is rally and this way it goes sometimes. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. And that can be a difficult thing as well. We know you had a big lead and you won every stage, and you always had a comfortable advantage, but at times that's a hard thing to do. People will say, oh, Paterhurston's sailing this one, but it's a difficult thing to do in a car.
Yes, I think we had to sort of try and pace ourselves, keep the concentration there, so not to do anything silly, and at the same time, you know, do nothing overboard either. So yeah, that can be tricky, but we managed okay today, thankfully.
Yeah. Will you be back in June and have a crack at this international rally of ours, the 3-day epic that it is?
Three-day epic is right. I've done those events in the past. I'm not so sure that's what we're going to be doing in the future, to be honest. But, you know, one-day events, quite challenging. 3 days is a big task. But who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Is this the best car you've ever driven?
Hey, absolutely. Yeah. This is the nicest car I've ever drove. You know, great steering thing, brakes. Usually goes pretty good.
Yeah.
Not particularly good today, but yeah. No, it's a nice car. I love it.
Okay, well done, Patter.
Thanks very much, Ashley.
We'll get a quick word with your navigator, Damien. Come on over. Damien Connolly, this is your first victory, is it, in Donegal as well?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Fucking hell. I've done it many times, and myself and Patter led it back in 15, and with a slip and clutch, we had to pull out that time, so... No, it's good to win in Donegal.
Yeah, you've competed in Donegal in different sorts of cars as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've competed probably since 2002 here. Different drivers, different cars, international and national. But no, this is the best result yet.
Yeah. What was it like in that final loop, knowing that all you had to do was get the car home?
That's pretty hard at times. You know, you're trying to mind everything and yet not slip up. But so, and you're listening for all the little noises and stuff, but... you just have to treat it like the first stage.
Yeah, I know at the end of the stage, you shook the hand of Seamus McGettigan and you basically said, I'm up beside you now, boy.
That's right, I'm on the list of winners and he's one of them. So, a few years apart, mind you, it took me a little bit longer than him to get it, but yeah, it's good. There's a good list of winners in this county.